The past week, the city of Louisville, Kentucky, agreed to pay $12 million to the family of Breonna Taylor and put in place police reforms and, say at least, a pretty sizable settlement of the family's wrongful death lawsuit. Ms. Taylor was a 26-year-old EMT. She was killed in her home by police March 13th as part of the settlement. City agrees to establish a housing credit program as an incentive for police officers who actually live in the areas that they serve, use social workers to provide support on certain police runs, and require commanders to review and approve search warrants before seeking judicial approval. The attorney for the family called the payout historic said he believed it's one of the largest amounts ever paid out for a black woman killed by police in the U.S. And when you consider the number of times this has happened, that's a powerful statement. Mayor of the city said that city is not admitting wrongdoing in the agreement. And this comes more than 6 months after Louisville Metro Police officers broke down the door to Ms. Taylor's apartment, fatally shot her while executing a late-night no-knock warrant in a narcotics investigation. And since that happened, the police chief was fired. That was after a separate police shooting. And the city council of Louisville passed Breonna's law, which banned no-knock search warrants. But still, of course, none of the officers involved in that raid have been charged with a crime. The state attorney general, Daniel Cameron, first black person to hold the post and Republican, quote-unquote, rising star, was made a special prosecutor in the case earlier this year. FBI has opened an investigation as well. The deal is police thought that Ms. Taylor was home alone when she was, in fact, accompanied by her boyfriend, who was legally armed. Let's get that straight. And that miscalculation, along with the decision to press forward with the forced entry raid under questionable circumstances, resulted in this deadly outcome. Taylor's boyfriend, who said he believed the home was being broken into, shot and injured an officer, while police killed Ms. Taylor, and they returned fire. There's no body camera footage of the incident. One officer, Brett Hankison, was fired back in June for wantonly and blindly firing 10 rounds into her apartment. There was a grand jury to investigate the shooting, but there's been no announcement about those proceedings, and the state AG is expected to announce a charging decision soon. He's declined to offer up any specific timeline, which is fair. You don't want to rush the situation. Going back to the no-knock warrant, because this is something that police forces around the nation are having to contend with. One of the changes the city agreed to, the department now requires that EMS or paramedics be at the scene where a forced entry warrant is being used. Lawsuit against the city, the Taylor family alleged that Ms. Taylor was not given any medical attention and was left to die in the apartment. Now, the officials countered by saying they tended to Taylor as soon as they could, though they didn't initially know she was injured since everything happened in the dark. Firing 10 times, you wouldn't maybe assume the worst. Coroner has told reporters that the injuries were so severe that Taylor likely died in less than a minute. And in the list of things to be, drug testing for the city's police force might be in the making, maybe. The department plans to negotiate in 2021 with the Fraternal Order of Police that they expand random drug testing, make sure every officer is tested at least once a year. They also plan to negotiate with the FOP that they expand the kinds of records that live in an officer's file. There have been instances where cops are on prescription meds like Xanax. They've been appeared on the job. Regular testing can help the department ID officers with substance abuse issues as well. But drug testing just once a year, that's on the low side. It remains to be seen how much the FOP will push back on this and other issues. Although there will be pushback. Justifying it will be the challenge. But this does bring us back to certainly the high focus topic of our recent times, blacks shot and assaulted by police. There's one of the many cases of Maine recently punched by a Georgia cop for asking why he needed to show his ID. He was a passenger in that specific vehicle, by the way. And we've heard the response by many, if the person has a criminal record, an active warrant, he bit me, he spat at me, well, they got what they deserved. Which means I have to keep asking the same question. When did police nationwide lose the ability to physically restrain someone who was a danger or a problem? Well, pulling the camera lens back, as we need to do, because a one-sided look is not going to be a fair look. The words of those who say they're part of a righteous cause are, in too many cases, proving to be the ones who fail that cause. Words of anger resulting in violence against those in law enforcement whose work is lawful. What happened to those two police officers in Los Angeles, along with others nationwide, that does not move a cause forward. But tell me, those of you who have joined the Black Lives Matter cause with selective vision, what has painting or wearing a slogan done to make people appreciate the importance of your cause? How does demanding Colin Kaepernick get a job at the NFL put a focus on your cause? How do now well over 500 protests with violence in the streets of America encourage people to embrace your message? Think about this. We're now at the point where the Attorney General of the U.S. is on the verge of taking federal legal action against those committing violence, as well as those in elected leadership for allowing that violence to take place in their respective cities. And that means we're also at another point where those who are seeking equality and fairness for all need to extract the poison, which is co-opting their cause for purposes that do you no good. Let me even give you a starting point. There are two, I think, rather easy to embrace ideas that need to be, well, embraced. All members of law enforcement are not racist demons. At the same time, all minorities with criminal pasts or active warrants, they're not all out to kill police. Or to put it maybe even into a bumper sticker, blanket statements suffocate and suffocation kills.